Google is hoping that buying the next big gaming system will soon be a thing of the past. Liron Segev, the techie guy, joins us now. Good morning, Liron.
Good morning.
So tell us what Google is up to now.
So Google is doing something pretty cool, pretty rad. It's called the Google Stadia. Now, Google has been working very hard over the couple of years to make sure our internet is nice and fast. They've got amazing servers around the world. And now they're proving it by going one step further, saying, look, you no longer need to spend hundreds of dollars on getting yourself a gaming console when you can simply stream your game as you would with Netflix or any of those movies, streaming services. Simply push a button, log onto the website, push play, and you're able to start playing your game, which is pretty cool revolution. I mean, we've had this in the past. It's always been slow. It's always been kind of very low quality. But now they're going all out. 4K video games, streaming straight through your browser, straight through to your smart TV. And all you need is a controller, which I think is quite a good step in the right direction for everybody.
Wow. That really is a, you know, and no pun intended, a game changer because, you know, as I've said many times here, my wife and I used to be big-time online gamers. But in those days, you had to buy the software and download it. And they came up with something new every couple of months. And then from there, we went to the point where you had to buy a PlayStation or, you know, one of the other expensive attachments. But this time, you just need a controller, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the nice thing is that they have got their own controller, so which they've developed specifically for this. But if you've already got an Xbox or you've already got a PlayStation, you'll actually be able to use your existing controller and simply sign up for what they call Stadia Pro. It's going to cost you $9.99 per month. But for that, you'll be able to play 4K games, 60 frames per second with surround sound, which is really, really incredible. And the good news is that it will run over your regular internet connection. You don't even need to upgrade. You don't need this 200-300 megabits per second connectivity. Your regular internet connectivity will work. If you don't have a nice fast connection, you can still play these games. It will just scale it down to HD, which high definition is pretty cool for, I would say, 80% of the games that you're going to be playing anyway.
You answered my question about how Google was going to make money. I guess it's a monthly subscription model. So when is this going to be available to people?
So it'll be available towards the end of this year. They are launching with something called the Founders Package, which means you're going to get some exclusive games. You're going to get an exclusive controller, a limited edition, and you're going to be able to kind of get onto that platform first. The cost for that is $129. Because you're going to be in there first. And by the way, they'll also throw in a Chromecast Ultra, which is one of those little dongles that go to the back of your TV, allow you to access things like Netflix or making your TV a smart TV. So that's going to be $129. That's going to be get you access into the platform first. But the very nice thing as well, they say that games aren't fun playing by themselves. So you're going to get something called a buddy pass, which means you can give a friend of yours a 3-month subscription to the system so you can at least enjoy it together. There is a free version.
Okay, so again,
well,
that's going to be called Google Stadia.
Stadia, yes.
The plural of stadium. Thank you. That's interesting. Now tell us, I saw an extremely interesting picture in the Dallas Morning News this morning of Uber launching a system that, I don't know, it looks like a helicopter with an entire city on top of it. What's this all about?
So, you know, we all love the convenience of being able to, you know, get to a destination, fire up our phones, push a button, and then Uber arrives. I mean, it's a private chauffeur, a private driver that you now have at any location that you may be traveling to, or most locations. Well, Uber is taking it one step further, saying soon you'll be able to use Uber Air, which essentially is having your own private pilot. The idea with this is that they're going to be launching it very, very soon. Dallas is on the roadmap to launching this. And you'll be able to use the Uber Air from something called a Skyport. You think of it like as a mini airport. So you'll take your Uber car from home to this airport, use that Skyport to get you to as close to your destination as possible, essentially in a mini helicopter-looking thing, craft, I think is the best word. And then when you get there, you'll simply complete your journey with the latest Uber. It's going to save you hours and hours and hours of that ridiculous commute, especially for things like home to airport, you know, things that you just sit in traffic for 45 minutes just trying to get there so you can catch a plane.
How expensive is something like this going to be? And then I can only imagine just all of, you know, these aircraft competing through the sky and just being crazy.
So the big thing is going to be about regulation, FAA. It's going to be about noise pollution because they're going to be flying really, really low to the ground. I mean, these are going to be between 1,000 and 2,000 feet, flying at 150 to 200 miles per hour. So we are going to see more in the helicopter range. But they are working to make these things really, really silent. And as far as the cost is concerned, it's going to be as cheap as buying an Uber Black ride, so, you know, which is kind of the high tier of Uber at the moment. But eventually they're going to be lowering it down to as simple as using the Uber X, which is kind of your middle tier Uber situation. The idea is that they're trying to get as many people off the roads as possible and make you start rethinking, do you really need to own a car for those odd times when you do need to commute? So it's an interesting development. I like that Dallas is first on their radar. And if you think it's going to be in the very, very far future, it's not. 2020, they're going to start trialing this. And 2023 is when it's going to go into full mass production.
Wow. That is a lot sooner than I would have expected. All right. And speaking of transportation, and for those of you who still want to have your own car, Tesla is going to make something available, but only online. Is that right?
Yeah. So for the first time, Tesla is making the Tesla 3 available through their website. But get this, as a used vehicle. So many people have bought the Tesla originally, either use it and no longer have a need for it, or have used it and have upgraded. And now Tesla is making it available for people, the secondhand market. Now, this has come sooner than we thought, because normally you hold onto these vehicles for much longer. And the cool thing is about buying from the Tesla's website is that it goes through a 70-point check. So you're essentially going to be getting yourself virtually a brand new Tesla for $35,000, $40,000.
Are these people, they've traded in their old Teslas to upgrade to a new one?
Probably, or they no longer have a need for it. They've moved to a different city. Most of it is they don't have much in stock, so you got to get in there and get those deals really, really quickly. But these are typically people that are trying something differently. They used maybe the Tesla Model 3, and now maybe they want to try a different version of this, or they just basically put it as a deposit for the next release of the Tesla car.
Well, as always, really interesting stuff. Thank you, Liron. We'll send everybody to your website, thetechieguy.com. That's Liron Segev.